The Invictus Games Vancouver Whistler 2025 has hired a new CEO nearly 3 months after a management shakeup, which saw a former CEO and a chief commercial officer abruptly leave the organization. The organization, which hosts a global sports extravaganza for wounded, injured and sick military veterans and service members, is now headed by CEO Scott Moore. Most recently, Moore was CEO and partner at the athlete empowerment platform Uninterrupted Canada. He had also been managing partner at the digital sports media company Playmaker Capital, president at Sportsnet and executive director of CBC Sports and general manager of revenue, sales and marketing at CBC, according to his LinkedIn profile. In those roles, he has overseen coverage of numerous Olympic and Paralympic Games, Commonwealth Games and the 2010 FIFA World Cup, according to the Invictus Games Vancouver Whistler 2025. He brings more than 40 years of senior management experience in sports broadcast, media, sponsorship sales, and international games, the organization said. Moore brings a passion for storytelling with greater purpose that fits seamlessly with the role of the Invictus Games, honoring the unconquered spirit of those who serve our country, the Invictus Games Vancouver Whistler 2025 said today in a news release. Moore relieves Nick Booth, who had served as interim CEO since mid-November, when CEO Peter Lawless and Chief Commercial Officer Bill Cooper suddenly left the organization. "We are delighted to welcome Scott aboard and are confident that his leadership experience coupled with his proven ability in complex broadcast and major sporting events make him the ideal person to lead the team through to the completion of the games," said Don Lindsay, chair of the board at the Invictus Games Vancouver Whistler 2025. The extravaganza is set for February 8 through 16, 2025, where more than 500 participants from 25 nations compete at venues across Vancouver and Whistler. The game's overall budget has been cited at around $50 million, and as of late August, it had $15 million each from the BC and Canadian governments, Lawless told BIV at the time. Another $10 million had come from a variety of other sources, he said. There were media reports in November that the Invictus Games Vancouver Whistler 2025 FEAT finances were in disarray, something that the organization disputed. Some corporate sponsors include presenting sponsor ATCO, as well as Sport Hosting Vancouver, Tech Resources, Alacrity Canada and Bennett Jones. The game's budget is much smaller than extravaganzas such as the Olympics because it uses existing venues. The Invictus Games Vancouver Whistler 2025 is set to focus mostly on winter sports, although there have been plans to include events such as swimming, wheelchair basketball and wheelchair rugby. The Latin word Invictus means unconquered, and was chosen as the game's brand to embody the fighting spirit of wounded, injured or sick veterans, who compete in a wide range of sports events. G. Corstrom at BIV.com, Twitter.com/GlenCorstrom.